Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Israel's economy has taken a sharp hit. Its GDP has contracted by 3.5% in the second quarter, with private consumption down about 4.1%, business investment plunging 12.3%, and exports slumping 3.5%, albeit that excludes highs in tech and diamonds. The shock is directly linked to the Iran conflict and the war that has been ongoing. To help us unpack what is really happening and looking at the budget that Israel is looking to implement is Professor Elise Breezes. She is a director of the Azrieli Center for Economic Policy at the University of Tel Aviv. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. The contraction in GDP does put the war into some kind of perspective. Take us through what all of this means.
In fact, it means nothing because we were stopped. No, you look at data for really 1 month, okay, the month of June. When you look at the data after, yes, it's true that everything went down 12%. So you divide it by three, that's the data you said. Just after, in July, everything went up again. So when we look at the whole 2025, the year by itself, we will see maybe a small dip, but a very small one. And when we look at export, this is really the type of thing that can be influenced by the anti-Semitism we feel, etc. We looked at the data last week at a meeting at the Central Bureau of Statistics, and in fact, it looks good again. We look at the high tech, it was not so much influence. The only thing that is really not going back up are investments. That's true. And even the consumption, when you look at consumption right now, we look it by, you know, the best data is coming from the credit card consumption, and you see that it's quite high. So especially that less people went overseas to buy, you know, in France and Greece, they are buying now in Israel. So it's true that we don't have tourists, and this is a kind of reduction in our exports, but Israeli are traveling less overseas. So there is no contraction. It is just a small dip due to the fact that we were not working for 2-3 weeks. That's all.
Right, and that, of course, was over the 12 days, the 12-day war with Iran. That was almost like a lockdown, almost like a COVID situation, that people weren't going out and weren't spending money.
Exactly. It was exactly like COVID, and in COVID, you saw all the data going down very strongly, but coming back. So this is not the economic problem of Israel. This is not the problem of Israel. But there are big problems, but not this one.
Right. And I see that there was still a $9 billion investment in high tech in the first half of 2025. That is a significant number.
And not only we have exported, Elbit is exporting all over the world. And also the high tech is okay. People are even investing in Israeli high tech. So this is not the problem. If you ask me, what is the problem? Mm-hmm. It's going to be, in the long run, the fact that our services are going down a lot. We have now the contract. You see, when you speak about a contraction, it is not of the GDP. It is on the fact that because we have to pay for the war, now what we are going to contract a lot is services to education, to health, and to transport. So what maybe you don't know is that we have a real chaos in transportation. When you were traveling from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, it was once, you know, 1 hour. It is now two and a half. The trains are not working properly because we are not investing money in it. The education, the children are almost, we can say, going one, you know, half a time to school. Something is really problematic, and on health, I don't want to speak. If you go and you see there are the queues are so long that you go, even if you don't have a lot of money, you will go to the private sector. Right. So this is the main problem of Israel, not the GDP. How do we see that GDP is okay? Look at unemployment. We have no unemployment. Look at the exchange rate. The shekel is very high. Look at the, meaning all the data that shows you what is happening in the short run, the stock market. The stock market is very good. It is, in fact, the stock market that went up the most this year.
Incredible.
So when you look at that's the data you have to look at for the short run. And it shows you that the economy is doing okay. What is not doing okay is what will happen in the future, because there will be a kind of implosion of society due to the fact that we are not anymore, you know, one country. We are, in fact, people are not going well together.
United.
Yes, we are absolutely, you know, people said, unite Israel. It's not true. It's not true. You have, on the one hand, the Haredi that everybody understands, that, in fact, they are not they are not religious at all. They are not going by the law of Judaism. They are doing their own laws just to take money from the people. So, you know, when you are in Israel, you say enough is enough.
Right. And they are Right. And obviously, I mean, you feel strongly about that. The Haredim have a view, and that does cause a lot of friction within society. We do need to leave it there. But thank you for that. You have given us a very, very interesting and different perspective, because when we looked at this, it could look like it's very concerning. But when you look at the picture and you see that there is no unemployment, that the that there is still this type of investment, it is a it paints a very, very different story, and in fact a very strong one, quite a miraculous one. That was a Professor Elise Breza. She is the director of the Azrieli Center for Economic Policy at the University of Tel Aviv. Professor Elise Breza, thank you for that.